That's Matt Benedetto. You'll see him in the 21 at the Daytona 500 and on that road course, and get to spend some time. When you get to, when you normally, in your normal schedule, when you roll into Daytona, it's all sponsors and media day and all these different things. Obviously, things are a little different now. Do you embrace the parts where you are out there glad-handing and kind of selling the brand as much as you do actually getting behind the wheel?
Yeah, you know, I've been told a great quote that I'll never forget. My dad says, a bad day of racing or our jobs that we have is better than a good day at work.
I'll take that. That's so, right.
You know, I'm always appreciative for what I do, every aspect of it. I put 110% in, and I always love what I do, and I'll never be one of, you know, somebody that takes for granted what I do and complains about, oh, I got to do this media stuff or this or that. That's part of our jobs and why I get to do what I love to do for a living. So, no, it's every bit of it's fun.
Well, it definitely translates over to fan. I mean, I've been a fan of your personality even before you're driving. And then, you know, I've been with you at a sponsor event on a rainy night on a Wednesday in Daytona before, you know, and with it. But every fan that comes up, you're so cool with people. You really do seem to love it. And I know you've certainly paid your dues. Obviously, this off season isn't really that long for NASCAR anymore. What have you been able to get done that you wanted to devote some time to?
You know, we're building a house, so we've been saving for years, been very frugal with, you know, what we've had and smart, and so we're finally building a house, so we are cleaning out our current home and getting ready for that, been working at a new house, so that's been, my dad's been a huge help out there. Nice. So getting that going's been fun, and on my separate time, I like to do little things. I don't like big gatherings or big crowds. I like little stuff, so I have a big passion for cars, so I like to take my, you know, cars down to Charlotte and hang out with some friends, meet up with a little group that we hang out with our cars and eat lunch and do a little cruise. So that kind of stuff is up my alley and a lot of fun in the off season.
Cool. Obviously, CrossFit. We know if anybody has seen you in short sleeves, and I have up close, it's stunning. I have tried to lift a few weights, Matt, but it doesn't work out. So I'm wondering what how much time during the week you're devoting in the gym, because it's paying off, man.
You know, it's funny. I actually I drop in CrossFit some, and I also kind of do my own program a little bit now, a little strength oriented, kind of different deal, a little bit of my own programming. But yeah, you know, I work out probably 4 to 5 days a week. And you know, it's funny because I think people think I go crazy and train super hard. Honestly, I train smart because we don't want to be injured, and you know, I'm training for longevity of my body to feel good and, you know, have good strength, move well.
Right.
But I don't. You know, I put a lot of emphasis on sleep and recovery and eating well and just training smart. You know, there's no reason to abuse yourself, and that's where, you know, you get the best results from.
That's true. If you and what would you recommend cutting out of a diet that, like, perhaps a disc jockey would have that isn't good? What would be the first food you would take out of somebody's diet if you were giving them a recommendation? Don't say pizza. Please don't say pizza.
No, man. I think everyone has to have I like balance in life. People are like, oh, do you eat super strict? I'm like, no, I eat just smart and have a lifestyle I can maintain. So, you know, you got to be, there's some days where I'm like, I want to eat a whole bunch of pizza, and you got to have those days occasionally. So, yeah. No, I think everything in moderation.
Well, when you get to Daytona, the pizza's on me, first of all. But before I let you go, when you've got the headphones in and you're hitting the workout, or maybe when you're on that white flag dropping lap in Daytona Beach, what is a song that would motivate you to win the damn race? What would it be?
You know, I like classic rock and newer rock, but is all my favorite. But I'm probably a sucker for Sweet Emotion by Aerosmith.
Ooh, I like
probably
that.
One of my favorites.
Okay, smooth, not too headbanging, but still going to push you to the top. I like it. That 21 will be tearing up the track soon to Daytona Beach. Can't wait to see you here, man. And a fresh season. You've been so freaking close. And I know, as a fan of yours and all of your fans, we are rooting for that 21 big time. Grab one or maybe two wins in Daytona Beach.
Yeah, sounds good to me, man. I appreciate it.
Matt DiBenedetto, thank you so much, man.
Yeah, no problem, man. I appreciate it. Take care.